USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, and thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. He said that efforts will be made to get Afghan interpreters and families who have applied for special immigrant visas out as a priority. He added that diplomatic efforts were still being carried out by staff at the Kabul airport and would continue as long as it was safe to do so. And the death toll of the earthquake that struck Haiti over the weekend is now over 1,400 people. Officials say 1,419 people have died in the 7.2 magnitude quake, with another 6,000 injured. The quake, centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince, has nearly completely destroyed several towns on the country's western peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
More on our top story now, as evacuation flights out of the Kabul airport have resumed, with State Department spokesman Ned Price saying that more than 1,600 people were airlifted out on Monday. But thousands are still crowding the airport looking for a way to escape the country after the Taliban takeover. Retired General David Petraeus led U.S. forces in Afghanistan during the Obama administration and tells NBC News that there may have been other approaches to the drawdown, but now the U.S. must try to get as many Afghans who assisted our forces over the years out as we can.
Certainly the outcome, I think, is catastrophic. It's also heartbreaking. It's tragic. And I do think there were alternative approaches, options that we, in fact, should have considered. But we are where we are now. And I think what's most important at this moment in time is to realize that there are many that we have so far left behind. And we must do everything we can with all the resources available to us to ensure that we meet the moral obligation to them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, many are raising questions over the possibility of the country being used as a training ground for terror attacks once again, with some concern that groups like Al-Qaeda may now refocus on attacking the United States. Congressman Carlos Jimenez points out that the current situation at the southern border is a vulnerability that terrorists could exploit. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that border agents have already caught terror suspects trying to enter into the country by illegally crossing the southern border.
The problem is that we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants flooding through the southern border simply because the president decided, and his first day in office, to change the Trump policies that had worked so well to really tamp down the flow of illegal immigrants and kept our country safe. Now we have, you know, look, make no mistake about it. The Taliban is tied to Al-Qaeda completely. This is not a victory just for the Taliban, but for Al-Qaeda. This will embolden them. This will have them come with new tactics and new threats to our nation. And so what's happening in Afghanistan right now will have dire consequences to the United States. And many of those terrorists can find a safe refuge, an easy way to get into the United States, simply by coming through the southern border.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.